www.thebrightside.com.
It's time now for Jeff Shapiro's Friday morning analysis of the Virginia political news. He joins us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne. Were you seated with the bride's family or the groom's?
Well, I tell you, I have heard more about it than I really wanted to know. But the General Assembly has passed another redistricting bill and sent it to the governor just 2 weeks after he had vetoed a previous effort. What are the prospects that this one will eventually pass muster, not only with the governor, but possibly the courts eventually?
Well, as you pointed out in the news break about 25 minutes ago, the Senate approved this second redistricting plan by a veto-proof margin. And that should be an indication that this plan, these revised plans, actually, House and Senate plans, will likely meet with the governor's approval. When the governor vetoed the redistricting bill, it combined both the House and the Senate, he really enraged the House Republican leadership. Bill Howell and his friends are terrified of the prospect of a federal judge, likely a federal judge, drawing legislative districts. But the governor had serious problems, he said, with the Senate plan, and the Senate Democrats, which said they wouldn't change a period or a comma, are trying to accommodate him somewhat, as well as protect their majority. And among the features of this revised plan, Virginia Beach gets its second seat back. The new combined seat down in Southampton Roads would put Fred Quayle and Harry Blevin of Chesapeake together. There's been a lot of speculation that Quayle might retire. And then a couple of Republican senators are paired out in the western part of the state. The bottom line here is that the Democrats were intent on protecting their majority. They feel that this plan will do just that. But, of course, we still have miles to go. The Justice Department has to approve this, and who knows, there still may be a challenge in the courts.
Bob McDonnell has spoken out on the subject of gay adoptions.
The governor says it is okay for a single gay person to adopt, but not a couple. Now, he says there is a legal foundation for this. He suggests that because the Virginia Constitution bans single-sex marriage, and remember, he supported that that amendment, that a child should not be placed, or he would not support placing children with same-sex couples. Governor insists that this has nothing to do with the worthiness of gay people to be parents. He's not critical of that at all. But this position seems to be the latest data point in what appears to be a pattern of hostility to gay Virginians that goes back to the earliest days of the governor's political career. Remember, as the chairman of the House Courts Committee, he questioned the worthiness of a judge who was up for reappointment when her sexual orientation became an issue.
About 2.5 minutes to go. Well, the GOP Senate primary is heating up for 2012.
And, you know, inside baseball, it's important to make that point. George Allen is hiring Steve Waters, who was Bob Marshall's campaign manager in that almost successful push for the 08 Senate nomination against Jim Gilmore. Now, the Waters hiring would seem to be an indication that Bob Marshall won't be running again. But Jamie Radke, the Tea Partier, who's also in the Republican primary, is rolling out her own endorsements as well, including one from Jack Reed, who had particularly pungent words for George Allen. The fiery former Henrico delegate said he could think of no reason to send George Allen back to the Senate. This is all part of a larger potential problem for Senator Allen, and that is he's having a problem where one would have not thought he would have a problem, and that is on his right.
A payday lending ruling in the courts. So what's that about?
Yes, and little noticed, but important in that this is the first time the courts have considered, the High Court has considered the issue of payday lending, and I know that the antis took particular cheer when Justice Leroy Millett, in his opinion, said that the lenders are, or a lender in particular, was responsible for ensnaring a customer in a vicious cycle of debt. This is another sign of problems, of trouble for the fringe credit industry, which has been very much in decline in Virginia, largely because of new restrictions passed by the General Assembly, but particularly because of the recession.
Okay, Jeff, we have just 40 seconds, and we certainly want to take note of the tragic death of House of Delegates Clerk Bruce Jamerson. The whole Capitol community was saddened this week with that news.
Yes, Bruce is 54, leaving his wife Elizabeth and daughter Ainsley. A suicide. This was a real shock to all, and this is a mystery with which many people will have to live. Bruce spent his entire working life with the House of Delegates, a model of institutional memory, a fastidious guardian of the Capitol, its tradition, its history, and its rules.
All right. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Jeff, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Roger that.
Time 8:40.